You know, one of the most fabulous pictures, a little bit of a glimpse into the future in the Bible, in the book of Revelation, is a fantastic prophecy about a gigantic earthquake that is going to affect a ruined earth, which is going to spring loose from the very bowels of the earth and the rocks deep beneath the area we know of as Jerusalem today, the biggest, most gargantuan artesian well that has ever been heard of, that is going to cause a mighty river perhaps bigger than the Mississippi, but yet crystal clear, sky blue waters flowing toward the east and toward the west to bring life and healing to ravaged landscapes. I want to show you quickly in a few prophecies of the Bible a most phenomenal futuristic prophecy. Now first, you've got to get the scenario. Here is a world that has been rocked according to the biblical prophecies of Revelation. So the scenario we have seen leading up through the entire time called the Great Tribulation, or the time called Jacob's Trouble, the great national calamities to befall the democracies of Northwestern Europe, the United States, and the British Commonwealth, the time of the intervention of Almighty God and the heavenly signs of the sixth chapter of Revelation, the sealing of the 144,000 and the great innumerable multitude of Revelation 7, and then the step-by-step unfolding of what are called trumpet plagues, the first four of which we see do affect green living things, waters, rivers, lakes, bays, estuaries, ponds, and of course the oceans of the earth. Eventually, the great thunderous, tumultuous day of the Lord, as depicted in Joel, the second chapter, and the book of Revelation, especially climaxing in 19, the 19th chapter of Revelation, with the second coming of Jesus Christ at the time of the outpouring of the seven last plagues. Now, the world that we will see at that time will be just about exactly as you have seen men describe battlefields after some of the bloodiest struggles in the history of mankind. Now, in Revelation, the 22nd chapter, it says, beginning in verse 1, "He showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it and on the side of the river, either side of it, there were 12 types of trees," it says, "the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of nations." A rather mysterious prophecy until you look at Ezekiel 47. Read the entire chapter for yourself. Here is Ezekiel in the mind's eye being led by an angelic being in that very same area, Jerusalem, to a river flowing east and west, so broad that he goes 1,000 cubits. Now that's 1,000 times 25 inches, or 1,000 times 2 feet, or 2,000 feet plus. Then he goes another 1,000, and it's from his ankles to his knees or his loins, another 1,000, and it's up to his waist, and he can't go over. That is 6,000 feet, all right? That's more than a mile. So Ezekiel 47 says that in his vision, Ezekiel wades on one shore more than 1 mile in width in this crystal clear sky blue water flowing river, you know, until he gets up to his waist and he cannot wade any further. It is now a river vast that he cannot swim over, but that's only on one side. And you're dealing here then with a river that probably could be at least 3 to 5 miles wide. Now, this is just like the mighty Amazon. This is a mighty, huge river. Let's take a look at another prophecy right quickly. This is back toward the close of the Old Testament in Zechariah 14. It's a prophecy of the day of the Lord. And it says that Jerusalem is going to be split, that the Mount of Olives is going to be split with an earthquake. And just like that little rivulet or little stream that I mentioned at the beginning of the program, that began to bubble out of the earth as a result of an earthquake, it says of the second coming of Christ, verse 4, Zechariah 14, "His feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof toward the east and toward the west, and there shall be a very great valley." Now the picture you see in Revelation 22 is of the throne of God, the headquarters of God's kingdom, placed right on that site, and as if bubbling right from beneath the rocks underneath that throne, will come this vast river. Notice in verse 8, It shall be in that day that living waters shall go out from Jerusalem, half of them toward the former sea and half of them toward the hinder sea. In summer and winter shall it be. Now, in reading all of those together, you ought to read the 47th chapter of Ezekiel, talking about the healing effect of the fruit and the leaves on these trees, and how people will no doubt take cuttings from them and plant them in other areas of the world, and then read the first few verses of Revelation, the 22nd chapter, and you are seeing a biblical prophecy of one of the methods that God is going to use to restore life and to restore good, clear, drinkable, potable water to the surface of the earth at the time it is called in the Bible the Day of the Lord. That's the only way you can understand those three prophecies, Ezekiel 47, Zechariah, the 14th chapter, and Revelation 22, verses 1 through 4.